Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله وقائد على النور مجسم شاه آدم بني آدم Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutations or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Quran Kareem, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو. You should know that the life of the dunya is only in play, it is an amusement. Jisko Urdu mein hum kehte hain khel tamasha. So life of the dunya has been described as amusement, play, a show, khel tamasha. Now let's try to analyze why the life of the dunya is compared with a play, the game, khel tamasha. Ye kyun iska taqabul, iske saath kyun kiya gaya? Quran is full of wisdom. Every example that Quran gives is perfect. And nobody else can give better example than what you find in the Kalam of Allah. Let's look at the reality of a play or a game. People have played in theater, or they have games, soccer game, cricket, tennis, or the olden days they used to have jugglers, madari, some wrestling. They have a time to begin and time to end. They don't stay forever. But during that time, people are clapping. During that time when the play is happening, people are happy. During that time, people are entertained. Cricket ka match ho raha hai. Your favorite team is playing the cricket match. For that time, there is noise, there is clapping, there is whistling, there is entertainment, there is slogans, there is wow, wow, kya baat hai, maza aa gaya. That's khel and tamasha. What is it? It's an amusement, it's a play. But next day, that pleasure is not there. Next day, that entertainment is not there. The very same stadium, which was full of life because cricket match was being played, a soccer match was being played, today it looks like a graveyard. Aaj koi banda hi nahi hai, khali maidan hai, just an empty field like life of the dunya is khel tamasha, is an amusement. Whether you live 50 years or 60 years or 70 years, you are busy with your activities, you are enjoying, you know, you want to live even longer, your hopes are building up, lambi ummeedein, you don't want to die, you don't want to get sick, you always want to make more profit, more profit, more profit, or सैर सियाहत जिसको जो अच्छा लगे, कोई सीनरी देखने जाता है, कोई मक्के जाता है, कोई मदीने जाता है, कोई अपने मुल्क इंडिया जाता है, कोई पाकिस्तान जाता है, कोई बांग्लादेश जाता है. दिस ऑल बिजी, एवरीथिंग इज इंटरटेन, मजा आता है हर चीज. एंड यू गो मीट योर फैमिली बैक इन योर कंट्री, हाउ नाइस इट इज. एंड यू गो टू मक्का मदीना, हाउ नाइस इट इज. When you take your family outside for some kind of holidays, as long as you stay within the limits of Sharia, how nice it is. You know, you have all these nice foods at your table, you have your family, your kids around you, you talk with them. You know, you come to the masjid, there is activities, then you have your life of entertainment, social life, this, that, busy, busy, doing a lot of things. But it comes to an end. Like the soccer match came to an end. Circus came to an end. Theater play came to an end. Cricket play match you were enjoying came to an end. There was a lot of enjoyment and entertainment came to an end. So this life of dunya is coming to an end. Ye comparison. Now, there is a person who goes to cricket stadium. He loves cricket, for example. The match is over. But he says, no, no, I want to be here. Because that's the place where entertainment was. So the security company, they'll come and they will chase him. They'll say, entertainment was, there isn't. Ab nahin hai. Ab tamasha khatam. अब निकलो यहां से, उसको निकाल देंगे. सो यू हैव योर लिमिटेशन ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट, यू हैव लिमिटेशन ऑफ एंटरटेनमेंट. सो यू हैव ए लाइफ ऑफ 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, दैट इज योर लिमिटेशन ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट. थereafter एन एंड. अब अकलमंद भी हैं दुनिया में, बेवकूफ भी हैं. दे आर इंटेलिजेंट पीपल इन द दुनिया एंड दे आर फूल्स इन द दुनिया.
Intelligent people understand that this life is temporary. And after death, the life they're getting is permanent. So they don't take much interest in things that are temporary. What they do? They take interest in things which are permanent. Life of the Akhirah is permanent. The pleasure of the Akhirah is permanent. The peace of the Akhirah is permanent. The houses that you will get in paradise is permanent. The Jannah itself is permanent. So an intelligent person, he says, no, I'm not going to waste my time for something that's temporary, that's khel tamasha. And thereafter everybody is gone and the place of khel tamasha is like Kabristan. There's no activity. It's not vibrant anymore. Ab maza nahi aata wahan baithne mein. To wo samajh jata hai. So he starts preparing for the life of hereafter. But a fool, बेवकूफ आदमी, उसको इतना मजा आता है, इतना मजा आता है इस दुनिया में. स्पेशली अगर जिंदगी थोड़ी सी सुख वाली हो जाए, तो पैसा वैसा आ जाए, फिर उसको इतना मजा आता है. दैट्स ए फूल. ही एंजॉय सो मच दैट ही फॉरगेट्स एवरीथिंग. ही फॉरगेट्स relationships in the dunya. He is no more nice with his brothers, with his sisters. He forgets friendship. He forgets the haqq of the masjid. He forgets the haqq of the deen. Everything is for his nafs. Everything is for his enjoyment. Everything is for his entertainment. Masjid ke paas bill bharne ke paise nahi hai. But he lives in that locality and he travels in first class and business class aeroplanes. Ye 8-10 ghante bhi be aaram nahi ho sakta. One businessman told me this. He said, we have a sickness. I said, tell me. He said, a lot of us with money, we have sickness. If we don't travel in business class, travel in economy class, and give that extra money to our masjids and madrasas, they will never need to go out and collect money from you. Amir Ahle Sunnah traveled to South Africa while being an elderly person. He traveled in economy class. Do you know that? Nigrani Shura, the head of executive body of Dawat Islami, he travels in economy class. लेकिन ये न्यू डॉल पिया न्यूली रिच पीपल बिकम. मैंने जो अमीर होते हैं ना, ये बड़े फितने करते. इनको फिर ये टेस्ट भी लेना है, वो टेस्ट भी लेना है, वो मजा भी लेना है, ये मजा भी लेना है. पहले तो पैसे नहीं थे, गरीब थे, तो पहले तो ये भी नहीं कर सकते थे, ये भी नहीं कर सकते थे. अब अमीर हो गए, अब पैसे हो गए, ये इनके फितने होते अक्सर. ये कसीनो में और ये अक्सर यही लोग नजर आते हैं, न्यू दौलती, द न्यूली रिच पीपल. तो यहां मिले जुले लोग, अकलमंद भी है, बेवकूफ भी. दुनिया इज नॉट बैड इफ इट इज यूज्ड फॉर दीन. And dunya is evil if it is used for nafs. ये बात समझ ले, दुनिया बुरी नहीं है अगर दीन के लिए इसको इस्तेमाल किया, और दुनिया बुरी है अगर नफ्स के लिए इसको इस्तेमाल किया. इफ योर वाइफ, योर चिल्ड्रन, योर बिजनेस, योर रिलेटिव, योर फ्रेंडशिप, योर कंपनी keeps you away from the dhikr of Allah, and that is a dunya and that is evil dunya. And if your wife and your children and your business and your shops and your buildings and your income brings you close to Allah Azza wa Jal, then everything that you possess is deen. फिर इस पर दुनिया का लफ्ज नहीं आएगा, फिर इस पर क्या आएगा? दीन का लफ्ज आएगा. तो हर बिजनेसमैन, हर रिच आदमी दुनियादार नहीं होता, बहुत सारे दीनदार भी होते. बिकॉज दे नो दैट हजरत सैयदना उस्मान गनी रदियल्लाहु तआला नो, हु कैन बी richer than him? His name became rich. Gani. Gani means itne rich ke rich unka naam ho gaya. His dunya was deen. His money was deen. His resources were deen. Unke wasail sab deen the. You can't call him a duniyadar. حضرت عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے مور اچھا دن حضرت عثمان غنی رضی اللہ عنہ. وہ ان سے بھی امیر تھے. جب ان کے قافلے اونٹوں کے شام سے مدینے میں داخل ہوتے تھے تو دور سے لوگ سمجھتے تھے کہ آندھی آ گئی. وہ جو دھول اڑتی تھی نا وہ اونٹوں کے چلنے سے. بس ہز ویلتھ واز ناٹ دنیا, ہز ویلتھ واز دین. تو دین دار وہی ہے جس نے آخرت کو یاد رکھا, اس کے پاس پیسہ تھا نہیں تھا, شریعت کے مطابق زندگی گزاری. اور جس کے پاس پیسہ آ گیا وہ عیاشیوں میں لگا رہا, یہ دنیا دار ہے, اس کی برائی شریعت میں ہے. اور اسی کے بارے میں حدیث میں آیا ہے, الدنیا میتت وطالبها قلب. دنیا از اے کیرین مین میتا, ڈیڈ باڈی, مردار. دنیا کیا ہے؟ مردار ہے, سڑا ہوا, مرا ہوا, بدبودار جانور. انڈرسٹینڈ دا ڈیفینیشن آف مردار. طالب ہوا قلب, اینڈ دا ون ہو لوز اٹ, ہو وانٹس اٹ, از اے ڈاگ, یہ کتا ہے. حضور نے فرمایا دنیا مردار ہے اور اس کا چاہنے والا کتا ہے. نو میٹر ہاؤ ہینڈسم بیوٹیفل ہی مائٹ لک ود ہز آل برینڈڈ ایکسپینسو کلوتھس, فریشلی کلین شیون ود آل ایکسپینسو پرفیومز, یو نو عطر کی خوشبوئیں جہاں سے گزرتا ہے آ رہی ہیں, لیکن ہے دنیا دار, یہ تو کتا ہے. اس کو کس نے انسان کہہ دیا؟ جب میرے مصطفیٰ نے اس کو کتا کہا ہے تو تم اس کو جنٹل مین کیسے کہتے ہو؟ اینڈ دین محدثین اکرام ہیو سیڈ سم تھنگ ویری بیوٹیفل ریگارڈنگ دس حدیث مبارکہ. دے سیڈ dead animal is not eaten by dog only. Even the crow, kabba, also eats the dead animal. Vultures also eat the dead animal, gidde. Then why Rasulullah did not compare him with the gid, vulture, or with the crow, kabba? Why he said he's like a dog? Then he gid se kyun nahi compare kiya? Kabbe se kyun nahi compare kiya? Kutte se kyun compare kiya? The Muhaddithin Ikram have said that the reason is that kabba, the crow, the bird, eats dead animal, but during the day only. When the night falls, he goes to his nest and he rests. He says, kal phir aunga, aaj kafi ho gaya. But a dog does not see day, does not see night. All the time he's eating, he's eating, he's running behind the carrion, he's running behind the murdar. And this is the example of a dunyadar, a worldly person, that he works day, he works night. As long as money is coming, he has no family life, he has no social life. His wife and his children are starving to see him, sit with him, talk to him, spend time with him. He got no time for them. Kutte wali khaslat hai ki nahi hai? Ye hadith-e paak hai. Ye kutte ki aadat hai. Jo nek bande hai na, wo yehi karte hain. Kaam itna kar liya, abhi aaram ka time hai. Aaram karenge, ibadat karenge, family ko time denge. Kal ka rizq kal pe chhod de. Also the Muhaddithin Ikram have said that when a crow wants to eat, kabba jab khana chahta hai murdar ko, he makes noise, kaen kaen karke bulata hai, meri bradri aa jao, my brothers come, there's food, let's share. Milke khate. But dog wants to eat alone. If dog has reached the dead animal before, then in another dog comes, the first dog will bark at him. It's mine, only mine. Main akela khaunga. Phir wo ladte hain, to kaatte hain, to gurrate hain, to sara kuch. Isn't it? Well, this is the habit of dog. It must be for me only. And look at the dunyadar. He will never share with his brother. He will never share with his mu'min Muslim brother. If he came to know a secret of making some money, he will never tell anyone. Ke kahin woh bhi na kamane lag jaye, to bas mere liye hai bas. इसको लगता है कि वो मैं मुझे एक सीक्रेट मिला हुआ है ना, मेरी रोजी उस वजह से आ रही है, अल्लाह नहीं दे रहा. एंड दे वांट टू फाइट. इफ देयर इज अ ग्रोसरी शॉप, अनदर पर्सन कम्स एंड ओपन्स अप द ग्रोसरी शॉप, नाउ द फर्स्ट पर्सन हु हैड शॉप ऑलरेडी, ही वांट्स टू फाइट विद द न्यू पर्सन. तुमने क्यों दुकान खोल ली? ऑलरेडी थी ना मेरी दुकान, तुम्हारी नीयत बुरी है. यू वॉन्ट टू कट माई कस्टमर्स. कुत्ते वाली आदत, भाग जा, मैं अकेला खाऊंगा. एंड ए पर्सन हुज दीनदार से जी बिस्मिल्लाह. As Khutbah Madina radiallahu ta'ala said that people in Medina were so kind to each other, they had shops for clothing next to each other. And if more customers came on one shop and he sold a lot of things, and the next shop did not sell something, and when a new customer came, he will say, no, go to my brother because he did not sell much today. आज इसने इतना बेचा नहीं है तो मैंने काफी बिक्री कर ली, तुम उसके पास चले जाओ, वही चीज है, वही रेट है, वो खुद भेजेगा. That he's a businessman, but he's a deendar. Inshallah, this topic is quite interesting. Maybe if I got a chance, we'll continue on that. جزاكم الله وما علينا إلا البلاغ
المبين. Say, oh Mubarak, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say.